When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome to Radically Loved Radio. I am your host, Rosie Acosta, yoga teacher and teacher trainer, mindfulness coach, speaker, and creative writer. I am also the founder of RadicallyLoved.com, a website where you can go for more information about yoga, mindfulness, meditation, and lifestyle advice. On this podcast, we talk to people within our health and wellness community that are creating content through the ritualistic practice of yoga, meditation, or overall mindful living. We hope to create value in your life so that you can achieve your highest potential and live a radically loved life. To stay in touch with us, just follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Rosie Acosta and on Facebook at Radically Loved Rosie. You can sign up for our newsletter on radicallyloved.com to stay up to date on future workshops, retreats, and latest podcasts. Hello, 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 everyone. I feel like it's been a really long time since I just recorded an update as to what's happening, and I feel like it's literally been almost a year. I just recently spoke at this incredible conference called She Recovers, where basically this incredible foundation is about creating a support system, and the idea is really that we're all recovering from something. Part of their tagline is, we believe in early intervention. We don't have to hit rock bottom to pursue recovery in any area of our lives. And recovery is a journey to wholeness. We take care of our mind, body, and spirit. Collaboration, not competition, is the only way forward. We are stronger together. And part of their ethos is really about creating a framework that includes people and women in particular, or people that identify as feminine, to support each other in a way that's going to create a sustainable change. And I was fortunate enough to speak at this conference at the Beverly Hilton just 2 weeks ago, and it was absolutely incredible. I met so many really incredible women. Cheryl Strayed spoke, Janet Mock, Tara Moore, who's been a guest on this podcast, and I was just so in awe by the inspirational stories that all of these women shared. There was spoken word, there was a panel of badass women, there was music, there was a silent disco, there was yoga by Taryn Strong, there was just a huge group of loving, open-minded, grateful women that were gathered together. And it was just an incredible experience. I, you know, always had this fear of standing up in front of a crowd, and I found that it's easier for me to stand in front of a crowd if I'm teaching a class as opposed to sharing my story. And part of the story that I shared was really tough for me because I definitely do identify as somebody that's recovering from several different things. And I know that yoga has really helped me sort of create a strong foundation for my own healing and pave the way for my path to create the life that I want. It's always really intimidating to share any part of a story, however intimate or unsavory it may be, but in front of a crowd of 500 women, that's really intense. I couldn't have chosen a better group of women to share my story with because I felt so supported and so welcomed and so part of this beautiful, thriving community. And it was such a great experience. I hope that every experience when I speak in front of a crowd is akin to that particular moment. I hadn't had as much time as I wanted to prepare. And as much as I was stressing about that particular moment and getting my speech ready and getting an outline and, you know, having certain points that I wanted to address and certain things that I wanted to discuss, at the end of the day, you know, getting to the stage, sitting in the green room, waiting for the countdown and going on stage, I think that I maybe got to only about 30% of the topics that I had written down. What I found that when I was able to actually stand in front of people, I knew that nothing that I had rehearsed was going to come out. And I found that just being able to stand on the stage and look at the faces of the people and the love in the crowd was really all I needed to just stand there and say my truth and to just speak to the things that were relevant to my story at that particular time. And I started to really think about this platform and all of you listening to this podcast and how far we've come on this path and how many things we've changed and how many things we continue to keep the same. And I say that in terms of just our community, the things that we find important, parts of our stories that we share, the things that we decide to not share. And I have had those moments where I feel like my story isn't important or what I have to say doesn't matter. And if I can share any bit of insight to my experience, it's that your story does matter. How you say your story matters. And your experience is important for building strong relationships and a strong community. And so if you're listening to this and you're questioning sharing parts of you or your story or lessons that you've learned, and you're somehow intimidated by it, or you feel like somebody else has already done that and you don't want to sound like a broken record, please share. Please share because I want to hear your story. I want to hear about your experiences, and I want to be able to connect with all of you on a deeper level. I think it's important for us to move past the facade of social media or the facade of motivational solo casts, soul casts, podcasts. I think it's important for us to share the things that are really important, the things that really freak us out, the experiences we've had in life that have built character, the moments that are not so glamorous and filtered. Part of what I felt was so powerful in the speech that I gave was that I was just honest. I just was able to stand there and just look at people and say, yeah, this is who I am. This is part of my story. This isn't dictate my future. I had the opportunity and the ability to change my outcome, just as many of you have as well. I get to share that with everyone. I get to share that on stage. I get to share that when I teach my students. I get to share that on this podcast. And I think it's important for me to encourage everyone out there to do the same. This, I was literally supposed to just take 2 seconds to share about my experience. So this is what happens. The video of the speech or the event, She Recovers event that happened, will be available online. And the minute it does, I will announce it on social media. So just stay tuned and I will see you guys there. Thank you so much for listening. Is there something missing in your life? Is there something that you want to do in the world to create an impact but feel that it's overwhelming? So many of us walk through life feeling unsatisfied, overwhelmed, tired, and desperate for a deeper connection, but don't quite know how to achieve the things that we want in life. Join us this spring at the Dunskey Castle in Scotland for 7 days of yoga, meditation, and yoga nidra, all focusing on finding your life's purpose. During our time together, we will learn how and when to take action, how to lead from our heart and not our head, how to break up with our inner critic for good, and dive deep into learning about desire and discipline and how this creates a purposeful life. For more information, go to radicallyloved.com or you can message us at info@radicallyloved.com. Subject, Scotland. We'll see you soon. Hey listeners, we need your support. Help us by subscribing and rating to this podcast. Send us a snapshot of your review or comment, and we will send you a very special Radically Loved gift. Send your comment to info@radicallyloved.com. You can also click on the show notes here on this podcast for more information. If you want to be part of our community, please click the link to our private Facebook group on the show notes of this particular podcast so you can be the first to hear of upcoming trainings, retreats, and special Radically Loved events. Thanks so much for listening.